Where's Max?
I got it.
Oh, that's you gave it?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yesterday, we discussed Shkaiach, well, with my blind. Yesterday we discussed the Mishnah and Challah. It has tremendous ramifications on the basic understanding of the line in our Braisa, that the Braisa says that Afia is crucial. So we understood one way of understanding that is just saying that the Rishonim point out that it's talking about a situation of a Blila Raka. And since it's a Blila Raka, so you need Afia according to everyone. That's not even a debate. You need an Afia according to everyone when the consistency originally was a liquid batter. However, if you would have a thick batter, so that's where it would be a tremendous, would be a machlokus amongst the Rishonim, how to understand a clause in the Mishnah and Challah of Tchilaso Isa V'Sofo Skuf Sofkanin, what's the din? So we had Rabbeinu Tam Shita, a Chiddush in Hilchos Challah, that Rabbeinu Tam says that Tchilaso Isa V'Sofo Sofkanin is read as follows, is translated as follows. Tchilaso Isa, which means the texture and the thick batter, you kneaded it originally and you had a thick batter originally, that was an Isa. That alone is sufficient to be Mechayev and Challah. The Gilgal alone is to be Mechayev and Challah. And the fact that it ends off with a non-Challah quality, with the dimensions of being cooked or being fried, and so for Sufganin, a classic Sufganiyot that takes a thick batter and then fries it, deep fries it, says Rav Natan, Mechayev and Challah. Because you had that original stage of Tchilaso Isa. However, the Ramban says you're missing a basic criteria for the Chiyuv Challah. Not only the Ramban, the Rash, also on the commentary on the Mishnah, as quoted by the Rashim Psachim, that they prove that that's not the case, but rather they come out with the other option, which is Afia is essential to getting a Shem Challah and getting and performing and creating the Lechem. However, even if it's Sofo Sufkunin, which means as follows, Tchilaso Isa, at the time of having the batter, I had Das to bake it. That is Chayev in Challah already, Mishas Gilgo, already Mishas Lisha. However, if I had Das to cook it, so then that wouldn't be enough to be Chayev in Challah. That would be Tchilaso Sufkunin, even if the batter itself is thick. It all depends on what my das to do and what is going to be my completion process at the time of the kneading. It's not freeze moment. What is that? Is that a thick batter or is that not a thick batter? Rabbeinu Tam said that's the only question you're going to ask. And according to the other Rishonim and say, no, it's not whether it's a thick batter or a thin batter, but rather, what are you planning on doing with that thick batter if you're planning on baking it? So then this object becomes chayev and challah at that point in time. That's the machlokes Rishonim.
So why wouldn't you had the sufganim and then you had in mind to do isa, right? And then you changed your mind and you just kept doing sufganim. So why would you do chayev? Because according to the Ravina, it's in the exact moment.
No, isa means a thick batter. Only a thick batter is chayev at that point. Sufganim can only be chayev if it's a liquid batter with afia, because it's not bread. So the question is, when does Isa alone be Mechayev and Challah? Says the Rabbeinu Tam, a thick batter alone is Mechayev and Challah. Says the Ramban, no, and the Rash, no, a thick batter that has Das Lefos. But if you have a thin batter, it's not Chayev, unless you bake. Okay? However, we left off Shir yesterday that although there was one Gemara in Brachos by the Gemara about Menachos that might have been a little bit of a raya towards the Rabbeinu Tam, but we pointed out that the Rash had a way out of that Gemara. The Rash, as to the Rash, quotes the Rash and the Rash himself that we have on the Maram Komos, backs out of that raya and says, I can deal with Menachos, whether or not it was only a little bit of oil, or the Gemara that said Hamotzi is only talking about specific types of Menachos. So that wasn't necessarily the raya. What are the bulk of the rayas from the Gemara's coming to prove Rabosai Hushita? Shita, the Rash and the Ramban. Because the Rash and the Ramban defend their opinion. They say, we have a proof to the fact that it's not just about judging the texture, about judging the physical
status of the item at that point in time and not thinking about the completion, about the continuation. What's the proof?
Says the Rash, there's a Gemara in Brachos.
Gemara in Brachos is talking about a situation where you have a thick batter, a kutach, lechem ha'asoy lekutach, and the Gemara says, if it's going to look like oven, so then it's chayav in challah. If it's going to look like limudin, so then it's pater from challah. What is the problem with kutach? So it's a very similar problem to what we start off with the Gemara in Pesachim, which, by the way, Rabbo say it's fascinating. They're both on Daf Lamed Zayin in both Brachos and Pesachim. Again, you're not using the oven, no pun intended. You're not using the classic tanur and oven. So therefore, there's something essential, Rashi writes on Maseches Brachos, you're heating it up in the sun. So therefore, there's something lacking in this challah, the fact that you're heating it up in the sun. That's why, if it doesn't end up looking like a bread, so therefore, kilimudim, it's going to be pater. Ah, you'll ask me, ka'ovin, why is it chayev b'challah, if it's missing something essential? So the Rishonim all speak out, the Rash and the Ramban both speak out, even oven is only chayev midirabanan, because we're choshesh mori aryeh, dilma asi lechlufe. Maybe you're going to switch it up with your other challahs, but really on a deraisa level, even oven, the Rishonim write, is really not chayev. Why? Because you didn't complete the process with what? Within oven. With a tanur. With a classic afiyah. So it's chayev midirabanan, but this is pater, and even this, the Rishonim write, is just because we're going to confuse it. But let's even focus, in order not to complicate things, let's focus on the thing that's pater gummer in order to make things simpler. Okay, Isaacs? Yeah. So we're going to focus on this clause. Ask the Rishonim, what are we talking about over here? We're talking about a bli lava. We're talking about a thick batter. Rabbeinu Tam, I don't understand. What does it matter what happens in the baking stage? The baking stage is not essential for chiyuv challah, according to you, Ben Atam. You are against a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Zayin, Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. Whoa.
It's a good proof.
Comes along the Rishonim against Rabbeinu Tam, and they say, if this is a thick batter, and it started off as a thick batter, so then who cares what you're going to do with at the end day, end stage? According to Rabbeinu Tam, it should have been chayuv. Comes along the Ramban and the Rashi and says, it's a riot to me. I have a Beferish Gemara to my Shita in Chiyuv Challah, in Lechem. Riot number two. The Mishnah says, if I'm not baking this item for the man to eat, for human consumption, but the purpose and the machshava is lahachil leklavim, so then it's pater. Whoa! Hold your horses, asked the Ramban and the Rash. Who cares what your intention was afterwards? At the time of the kneading of the Gilgal, that should automatically be Mechayev and Chala right there. Elamai, says the Rash and the Ramban, you see your das and your machshava to make it into bread in the end stage is essential, and it's a riot to my shita that it has to be bread-like even at the end game. Namely, you need a full-fledged afiyah and have to have das to continue in the motions of bread, which is towards afiyah. And if you didn't have kavana to continue the process towards afiyah, towards bread, so then you are missing one of the credentials, and that's exactly why you're putter when it comes to klavim. Another raya. The challah baking ceremony that I spoke about from yesterday with my wife. Halacha l'maisa. What does the Gemara say? What does the Yerushalmi say? What does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Hamafrish challah al minas l'chalek, to divvy it up even after you needed it, even after it's a thick batter, even if I want to take it, that batter, I throw it in your face, Owalski, I could do that because it's a thick batter and it's not a thin batter, a liquid batter. Says the Gemara, you're putter from challah because it's al-minas l'chalek, the Rishonim quotes. Ask the Rishonim, who cares what you're doing after the batter? Once it's a thick batter, according to Rabbeinu Tam Sawalski, what's the din? It's a thick batter. You already needed it. What's the din? Chayav. Who cares about what you're divvying afterwards? Why wasn't my wife yet right yesterday? You should make a bracha. What's the din of amanas l'chalei? Sounds like we didn't complete the process. Sounds like we didn't finish the process. And there are other similar kashas that the Rishonim ask. And then there's one final question. A fascinating question, Rav Osai, that has very much relevance to Halacha L'maisa Tuesday Shir about recooking and cooking things after baking in Shabbos, Hilchos Shabbos. And that's the Gemara in Pesachim, Adaf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. What is the Gemara in Pesachim, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph discussing? It's talking about Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, the Torah says, many different mitzvahs and isurim that you have to eat it sli'esh. That's why the minhagim of what you don't eat roasted on Leila Seder. So people shouldn't confuse it with the Korban Pesach. Roasted food. So therefore, the Gemara has a discussion between Rav Meir and Rav Yossi. What happens if you change you recook a roasted item, you do bishul after tzli? Does that remove the shame tzli and now make me violate the Korban Pesach halachos? So Rav Yossi says yes, yesh bishul acher tzli. And similarly, the Gemara in Pesachim, I don't have it in front of me. Oh, I do. Similarly, the Gemara in Pesachim discusses what happens by matzah, which has to be afui, which has to be baked. And I cook it afterwards. So the Gemara compares the two. And the Gemara says that the cooking removes the shame lechem, and the fact that you baked it originally is now gone. Comes along the Rash and says, once we pass like Rav Yossi that just presented that. So that shows you that Bishul should now be Megareya and now make you lose your Shem Lechem, that if you have something that you thought was a Lechem prior because you needed it, but then you go through the Bishul stage, so if you completed the Lechem stage and you baked it, the Gemara is telling us that what? That you lose that Afiyah and the Bishul removes it. So Halachas Kama V'Kama says the Rash and the Ramban, says the Rash, that if you cooked something which never got the baking stage, that can't have the Shem Challah initially, Halachas Kama V'Kama.
A question?
Yeah.
If what you just said is the way that it is, then how is there ever a problem with Gebrucks? If you have...
Who says there's a problem with Gebrucks?
I'm just asking.
The assumption might be
whatever it is, but this should be an even more so of a proof, right? If you put your matzah into hot soup and out,
Gebrucks has nothing to do with any of this. Gebrucks has to do with a chash that something wasn't fully, well, there's like a grain or something in there. It's a chash.
Right, but that this
but
disprove it.
Why? Because no, it's something that was never done to. It's a raw grain that never was never touched. It's totally raw.
And now it's being cooked.
Right.
So it's not being baked, so there's no shame lechem.
But maybe there's
never going to be a shame lechem, like you just said. So.
But it could still become chametz. Why can't it become chametz? Let's leave Gebrucks here. So, but you'll have, but on your derech, I don't think this is a raya, but you'll have rayas from the Gemara, that Gebrucks is not a problem. But that shouldn't change anyone's minik. But. But from Medina to Gemara, you will never find the chash. You will never find the chash of the Bronx. Okay. So Chevra, so what's going to be? So the truth is, the last Gemara that I just proved is not 100% a proof, because the Gemara in Pesachim Adaf Mem Aleph, the way the Rash is proving it, shows the way the Rash is comparing Bishul Acher Tzli to Bishul Acher Afiyah, that Bishul is now going to remove the Shem Pas and Lechem from the Matzah. So if that were the case, that seems to hold that Bishul is the worst thing for Lechem, and that should be a proof against Rabbeinu Tam Shita, that you can never end a Chiyuv Challah with Bishul. However, if you look at Tosos, the bottom of Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph Pesachim Rabosai, Tosos says there's an entirely different sugya,
that presents Rabbi Yossi's approach by matzah that was baked and then cooked, of why you're not yotze, is not because the bishul removes the shame afia, but Tosa says what? Hacha medami pesach lebishul. It's the opposite of what the Gemara in Bracha says. The Kamar Hasam Ula Mishmeder Rav Yochanan Shlokos Mevarchan Aleim Shahakel Rav Yosi De Isle Hacha Gabi Matzah De Bishul Mavat Lafia. Rabosai, there's a fascinating sugya in Meseches Brachos that we're not going to have time to get into. It's talking about situations where you cook up vegetables and you have juices that come out of the vegetables. And now you want to know what bracha is on the soup that you cooked those vegetables in. So do you say the original bracha of the hadama or the ha'etz of the original fruit? Or do you say that, no, it's a juice, now it's a shahako? So that's the sugya of shlokos. The answer to that question is in Maseches Brachos Lamed Chesem Abeis, Ayin Sham, and if you want the actual conclusion in Shulchan Aruch, it's dependent on the machloikas, the Rosh and the Rashba, how to learn pshat in that Gemara. Good. So now, the Gemara says there, shlokos. The same Ula says you make a bracha shahakol when you cook the vegetables in the soup or you cook the fruits in the soup. Why? It's just like Rabbi Yossi Shita, de is lehacha gabe matzah, de bishul mevatel afia, because the bishul changes the afia. So too, bishul has the ability to change the item from its original bracha of a borer pri ha'etz and a borer pri ha'adamah, and therefore it's going to be a varachal and shakel. Bishul can transform. If bishul can transform, so it's no longer matzah, and therefore you're not yotze, because bishul has an effect. And that's why Ula in the Gemara in Pesachim is comparing this to bishul transforming, not afia, but bishul is transforming what? Tzli, when it comes to Karban Pesach. You see from the Gemara in Shlokos that bishul has the ability to transform. But Tosa says, this is just Ula. There's another opinion in the Gemara there. Vidachi, and the Gemara rejects Ula's opinion there, and the Gemara says, Ad kan lo kam Rav Yosi, asam ela de be'inan tam matzah. Ve'ula le tamay de lo boy le tchuyeh. Our whole sugi in Pesachim is only going on Ula that wrote a thesis paper, a research paper, that bishul in all areas of halacha is mevatel what? The prior stage. Whether it's vegetables and fruits, whether it's a tzli, a roasting of Karban Pesach, or whether it's an original afia stage of lechem. Is one common denominator, once you cook it after the original stage, the cooking transforms. However, Tosa says there's an entirely other answer in the Gemara and Brachos that says the reason why you're not yotze matzah after you cook it post the baking stage is not because bishul transforms, but rather because of what? Ba'inon tam matzah. What does that mean, Rabosai? You don't taste matzah. If the reason is because you don't taste matzah and it's a localized din that's specific for the chiyuvim of matzah that you have to taste the matzah, so then Rabosai, what can I extrapolate to? I can't extrapolate to what? To Karban Pesach. I can't extrapolate to Shlokos like the Gemara and Brachos. And I can't extrapolate to what? To bring a proof against who? Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam survives. The whole proof of the Rash is only assuming Ula's Shtickle Torah and thesis paper. Research paper. However, if you understand like the other line of the Gemara, and there's a totally different machlokas asugyos, and there we don't side with that thesis that bishul transforms the original stage, so then what? Rabbeinu Tam remains alive. We resuscitated him. That's a localized halacha in matzah, that you have to taste the matzah, and that's why Rabbi Yossi invalidated bishul after afia. But just from that to now tell me that after a bishul, it's not going to be lechem anymore? It's not going to be chayiv and challah? You don't see that from the Gemara. Well, you have to taste the matzah. You have to taste the matzah. But I'm still chayiv and challah even after I fried it, even after I cooked it. So that's the question from Pesachim Mem Aleph that is dropped. Because the Rash made an assumption like the Gemara in Pesachim. Not necessarily do you have to side with them. Rabosai, just parenthetically, not our sugya, but this machloikis and these machloikis asugyas will have tremendous relevance in the area of Hilchos Shabbos. Is there bishul achar afia?
after something is baked. Can I now cook it? Do I have to worry about that transgression? Ooh, depends how you learn the Gemaras. Depends on the machlokas asugyas. Depends on the machlokas, the uraim, the croutons, right? It depends on the uraim. Depends on Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa by croutons specifically. But what about non-yellow croutons? What about scenarios where there is? What about challah in the soup? Stay tuned. We're supposed to talk about that this morning. We didn't talk about it. But that's all talk. That's the uraim. That's all talking about this sugya. That's all talking about this sugya, Rav Osai. How do you analyze this sugya? It's not only going to have ramifications for the rash and for the Rabbeinu Tam and Chiyuv Challah, but it's also going to have ramifications, Rav Osai, and do I transgress an avera by putting my challah into my kli rishon agabi ha'esh? Is there bishul achar afia? But Rav Osai, let's go back to the original Raya's. Even though we had a solution and we revived Rabbeinu Tam from the Gemara and Pesachim with a fascinating way that's going to open the door to tremendous ramifications in many different areas of halacha that we don't even want to get into right now. But Rav Osai, bottom line, Rabbeinu Tam's still up the creek because there are other Raya's like the sugya of Limudim and Avim and Kutach and the sugya of Klavim and all these other sugyas of Amanas L'Chalik that seem to be saying, yeah, you might have answers for the Gemara Pesachim, but at the end of the day, you need the end process. It's not just the fact that it's a thick batter. So what's the Rabbeinu Tam going to do with that? So Rav Osai, I'd like to suggest two options to salvage Rabbeinu Tam. And I'd like to point out something that Mickey pointed out in Seder, which I was very excited at how he went about this. We know we ended the sugya yesterday, and Rav Osai, this is important to developing analytical skills in terms of every sugya. We know that we had darts that were going at Rabbeinu Tam left and right from the sugya the way we left it off yesterday. So Mickey pointed out, he said to me, there's two ways that I can approach all these questions. Either I can change my assumption of Rabbeinu Tam, which means I have my two shitas that we set up yesterday. We had our Mishnah and Challah, and then we had Rabbeinu Tam's approach, and the Rash, Ramban's approach, right? And then we had all the darts going against them from all the cues, all the sugyas. So Mickey said, there's two ways to go about answering and salvaging Rabbeinu Tam. Number one, we can change this, change our understanding of Rabbeinu Tam. We must have been missing something, Rabbeinu Tam. Or we can change this. We can attack it from the question, we can attack it, or we can accept the questions, and we can attack it from the original fundamental shita of Rabbeinu Tam. So let's go. Let's explore. Lamaisa, we have some heavy, heavy, heavy questions that are threatening Rabbeinu Tam Shita. Comes along the Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachos and opens a door to us. Dealing with some of the questions that we've been dealing with. Rabbeinu Yonah is on Chaf Vav Amud Beis at the bottom, commenting on the Gemara that we just pointed out of Ka'ovin and Kulimudim, with a scenario where you're not baking it in the Tanur, in the oven. So therefore, what's going to be with Rabbeinu Tam? V'im Tomar, asked Rabbeinu Yonah. Afilu kishelo asa ka'avin, amai potter, sharei haisa blilaso ava mitchila. Sound like a familiar question, Rav Osai? Even if I don't make it look like bread at the end, even if I cook it in the sun and it looks like a cracker or whatever it is, right? Or it looks like pieces of bread that are not classic pieces of bread. Who cares? Lamaisa, there was a thick kneading process, a thick batter at the beginning, asked Rabbeinu Yonah. Ooh, let's see how he's going to answer this question. This is going to be very telling. Yesh lomar, she'af al pi she'bliloso ava, kevon she'lo na'asis l'das achila, ela l'charech osa b'or, v'lasos mimenu kutach. Since the process of kutach is to just burn it to pieces and just add it to a dip and not uses it as normal bread, lefichach ptura. Therefore, it is exempt. Dahachi amrinon beisas klovin. Because so too, you say this in the Mishnah when it comes to isas klovin. Question number two. Shem ein haroin ochlinosa. That if it was needed and not going to be eaten by human consumption, p'tura min achala, afal pisha b'liloso ava, even though it's a thick batter, kaven shalonasis la'achilas bnei adam, potter, hachanami kaven shalonasis la'achilas derech pas, p'tura.
Whoa. Rabbeinu Yonah just added something fundamental and a new dimension to Rabbeinu Tam Shita. We were of the opinion, Rabbosai, that Rabbeinu Tam looks at a very limited view to make the word Isa and Chayav Chala. Is it thick?
Is the Arab thick? That's it! Zeu! Chayav Chala! And therefore, the Rishonim were bothered that if that's the case, I have many thick batters throughout Shas, that the item existed at one point as a blila ova, as a thick batter, and because of the end game, because of the continued process, somehow they don't become chayv and chal anymore. Why is that? Says the Rabbeinu Yonah, you misunderstood the Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam is not just about only being a thick batter. It's thick batter that's going to be eaten in a normal way, like individuals eat pas. And included in a normal way that individuals eat pas is if they cook it. But don't think that machshava is not essential. Rabbosai, that's the key word. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, machshava is essential even in the world of Rabbeinu Tam. Just my machshava is any machshava that people normally are using this dough for. And even if the machshava is not al das la'afia, even though you're not going to end it in a baking stage, says the Rabbeinu Tam, in the world of Rabbeinu Yonah, that is also a continued das that continues the challah process. But it's not just, that's it. Split of the moment. What's the texture? Zehu. Let's analyze it and measure it. And is it a thick batter or a thin batter? There is a continued process. There is a machshava process. There is something that's additional to the actual physical entity that's necessary, but it's more expensive. If that's the case, Rabbosai, you need to use it like normal pas. Therefore, the Rabbeinu Yonah now just bought himself a way out, Lefi Rabbeinu Tam, of feeding it to the dogs is not the normal way to eat pas. And also, using it as pieces of bread that now thicken, a dip, or used as a kutach and not going to be used as a normal bread-like item, is not going to be chayav in challah. But if you're going to be mevashel, if you're going to be mitagin, frying or cooking, no, that's still normal human usage. That's still included. No one said that the das has to go as far as what the Rash and the Ramban said, that it has to be al das lefos, and it's only if you're going to bake it. So that the Rabbeinu Yonah says Rabbeinu Tam never held. He holds of machshava. Machshava to use pas in a normal way, not to feed it to klovim, not to use it as a kutach that you're going to now just burn it up in the sun and then put it into a dip. But if you're going to use it as a bread-like item, bread-like meaning even if it's not baked, even if it's cooked, so then that's included in the machshava world of Rabbeinu Tam to now be chayav and chala as well. So what we just did, Lefi Rabbeinu Yonah, is we took all the questions against the Rabbeinu Tam, and we said that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, your plans of what to use with this bread in the end process are essential, but it's more expansive. Meaning, the Rabbeinu Tam will allow you to have more plans of what to do with this thick batter, but it's not that the planning stage is not essential at all. It is essential. And therefore, where the planning stage is things that are not normally to be used for pas, namely kutach, namely klovin, namely the Gemara about almanas lechalik, which is not the normal way that that we're saying that a person, a balabais that bakes his challah, that's not a baker, that he now just gives it out to everyone. That's not classic chi of challah. So therefore, Ben Yona is saying those are situations that that's not the classic way. You make your bread for your sandwich. You make your bread for the homemade cooking. You guys are going to argue, why isn't it normal to give things out? Because that's exactly what the difference between a baker and a homemade bread is. Homemade bread, the chazal, and that's what the Mishnah's and challah therefore make different shiurim. Homemade bread is usually the classic chi of challah is for keeping and keeping around in your house for your usage, for your man, for your consumption, and planning it to use it for your own consumption. And the chiddush of the Yerushalmi of the Mishnah challah is if it's amanas lechalik, if it's to divvy it up, so that's not the classic usage. Okay, you're right. It's not as abnormal as dogs. It's not as non-bread like as everything else, but. Even that, Rabbi Nutam said, that is not classic bread-like, and that's therefore going to be potter from challah. So therefore, the Rabbi Yona answered all the questions that we asked, with the exception of Psachim, that we dealt with already, that even according to Ramban, even according to Rabbi Nutam, it's important to know what your plans are, as long as it's normal for pas, and that would include Bishul and Tigun, but if it's abnormal plans, that's going to be problematic. So Das and Machshava does work. What do we just change in order to analyze this answer? We change the definition of Rabbeinu Tam. What we thought Rabbeinu Tam, says Rabbeinu Yonah, was not the Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, Zok.
Just baking in the sun is not a normal way, so that's
right.
How we say that.
Right, correct. Yeah.
For a baker, that is normal. He should be alive.
He is. No, yesterday we said, you guys asked me, for an aftom, if he's on Mazaf Chaim, he is Chaim. Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were just saying he's not.
No, a homemade bread.
A homemade bread.
Are you not Chaim in the Bracham Chal or in the actual Dum Chal?
Almanas Lechalik?
Yeah.
Almanas Lechalik, you're putter from Chala if it's Almanas Lechalik according to everyone. Yeah. Just a lot of times you're going to be Mafresh Misafik anyways because you're going to want to make sure that it's amanas lechalik.
If someone's baking at home, they don't need to be, like, you should be kosher for it?
What?
If someone's just baking at home, you should be kosher for it?
What do you mean? If you're baking at home, you're not being lechalik. So if you're mafresh 5 pounds, you should be, if you're baking 5 pounds of challah, that's higher than bracha. Of course you should make a bracha.
If it's not five pounds, you don't make a bracha.
Take off a kazayas for both sides, and then you burn that kazayas.
Even if you're not a baker, if you're baking
your house and you have sheer challah, what's the question? I don't understand. But that's what challah is. What do you mean? What are you trying to say? I'm baking challah, right? If I have 5 pounds, I'm mafresh with a bracha. If I have 2.2 pounds, I'm mafresh without a bracha because of a safek. Now, new scenario. I'm not keeping it all in my house. I'm baking it, I made it into dough, and I'm divvying out the dough. That's what the Gemara calls amanas lechalik. Amanas lechalik is potter from challah. Now, the shaila in the house is it amanas lechalik if I'm freezing the dough and I'm not baking the dough? If I bake everything and I freeze everything, the ashpia is chayav, that's not amanas lechalik. Good? What's...
I was just saying, like, how amanas lechalik is not like pas-like, or like what the meaning I'm trying to say to fit into that gemara. Like, I see, like, all the other gemaras, but, like, the...
Because you're more acting like an achtom, then. You're not doing, like, what a classic balabais is. Usually a balabais usually is to keep... We weren't living in such an affluent society. We're not just like making shalach monos every week. You know what I'm saying? So we're like, so we bake what we eat, what we need. And in a case where it's not as abnormal. You know, socially we do it as friends, but that's not the classic way of what you do with your challah. Usually you make dinner for what you to use. That's the normal way. For a nachtom, like Isaac is pointing out, that's normal for him to give it out. That's the way he lives. Shoy. So Rabosai, we just attacked Shitas Rabbeinu Tam in one way of saying, no, we're just more expansive, but he agrees to the Machshava process, but he thinks that Bishul and Afiyah are more expansive in the Gemara process. But Avada, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the gemar is also something that's essential for challah. Okay? Or can one say a little different? Or can one attack the questions? Our assumption with Rabbi Natan is right. Again, the two avenues are what? Attacking the questions or attacking the Rabbi Natan. So we just attack the Rabbi Natan, right? We just change our assumption to Rabbi Natan. How about we choose a different direction? How about we keep Rabbi Natan alive the way we understood him? Thick batter, thick batter. Thick batter. Thick batter, thick batter. And we're not even going down the Rabbeinu Yonah's route. And I'm not even taking Machshava into account. Is that thing thick? I want that. That's Chayav and Chala. That's it. That's Issa. Tchilaso Issa. Lisha. That's it. Is it thick or not? Rabbi, it's not so simple. If you're not going to take in Machshava and go down Rabbeinu Yonah's route, what am I going to be stuck with, rabbis? All the
questions.
Maybe the way to attack the questions is not to change the understanding of Rabbi Natan, but rather to understand what the implication of the questions are. The Rishonim were implying that the questions assume and infer that therefore there must be an end process. There must be a Gmar Hadover. There must be a continuation to the fact that now it's not sufficient just to have a thick batter, but I have to know what my plans are. And Rabbi Yonah went down that route and changed the Rabbi Natan and said, even though according to Rabbi Natan also, you need to have a plan, but it's a more expansive plan of Ibn Bishal and Tigut. Or maybe not. Maybe a thick batter is chayev and chala zehu. That's the dinim that apply to chala. Is it thick or is it thin? As long as you don't have a hafkah and a detriment to that thick isa, to that thick batter. Something that injects itself into that thick batter and says, with the exception of such a thick batter. A thick batter is a thick batter as long as you don't have a negative against the thick batter. What's a negative to the thick batter? Something that's a thick batter, afka in the thick batter, is, even if you have the yis and it comes to the chayiv, but it's not because I'm being machayiv to have kavana for the positive. The thick batter is what's obligating here, even without my plans. But there are negative halachos. There are negative halachos. I'll explain to you in a second, Moshe. I know where you're going. It's not that I need to have plans to bake and therefore make it a shame lechem at the end. And the shame lechem is decided not only at the beginning, but at the end. It's that it's done at the first stage, at the batter, at the kneading. As long as you didn't do anything to damage that kneading. What can I do to damage that kneading? I can destroy the kneading. I can destroy the batter. How do I destroy the batter in Hilchos Challah? I can decide that that batter is dog food. I could decide that that batter is hektish. I could decide that that batter is no longer staying in the Baal Bayis' house. It's being mechalik to everyone. I can decide that that batter, what Rabosai, is for kutach. But it's not because I was missing something essential. Listen, it's not because I was missing something essential at the beginning stage and there was something that was needed to be the Gemara Dover. The Gemara Dover was all there. If you ask Rabbi Natan, why am I chayiv? He might give you a different answer than when the way of the Rabbi Yonah presented his shita. It's because you have a thick batter that you needed. Parentheses. Don't mess it up. Don't mess up this thick batter that's chayiv and challah. How can I mess up this thick batter that's chayiv and challah? I can do something to the detriment of it. I can think about, I can use it for clubbing, for dog food. I can do it in an abnormal way that thick batter exists. But if you want to know, but now that I didn't do those things to the detriment, why am I chayav in chala Rabbi Natan? What's the point and the exact trigger of chayav chala? Says the Rabbi Natan, it's lisha and only lisha. It's that first stage of thick batter and only thick batter. It's isa and nothing else. And it's for that reason. It's not that Bishul and Tigun are a more expansive gemar that now Rabbeinu Tam included like the Rabbeinu Yonah explained. No!
I don't care what you do at the end of the stage. It's because it's a thick batter. The reason Bishul and Tigun are included is because Bishul and Tigun are not to the detriment of the batter. But it's not that I need a Gemar HaDover. It's not that I need the completion process or the Machshava process to get to that stage. Rabosai, those are very similar approaches, but tremendously different. Because at the end of the day, Rabbeinu Tam defines Challah according to the second approach as Lisha with only Lisha, with no plants. And therefore, if you cook it, it's fine. If you bake it, it's fine, because Lisha's Mechai. Why do I have certain situations that the Lisha is not Mechayev? Because you destroyed the Lisha. You injected the Lisha. You had something that deterred the Lisha, that totally destroyed the Lisha. But as long as I don't destroy it, as long as I don't go these abnormal Gemara's route, I go classic and I use it in a normal way, it's not that the fact that the completion process is adding to the Chi of Lechem, but rather it's just because it was a thick batter at the end of the day, like we originally understood Rabbeinu Tam. Whereas Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, no, your original answer, your original understanding to Rabbeinu Tam was faulty. Rabbeinu Tam doesn't just look at it as a thick batter obligating a challah. Rabbeinu Tam understands that you have to have a machshava process as well, just like the other Rishonim. Just there's one difference between the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash. The Rash and the Ramban and the Rabbeinu Tam in terms of that completion process and what your das can be. It's not only das lafia, it's also das what? Lebishol. But essentially, if you take that approach of Rabbeinu Yonah, which I just said, that your das lebishul and das letigun is what's creating the chi of challah, that means it's not sufficient to just be a thick batter to be chayav in challah. The chi of challah continues, and your machshava is essential at the chi of challah. Rabosai, it's nice lumdus. It's a nice hakira. It's a nice way of analyzing, do I change the questions, or do I change the Rabbeinu Tam? It's nice yisod. Who cares? At the end of the day, there are just two ways to answer the questions. Lefi ani yazdaiti rabosai, this is going to have tremendous implications. Ad hayom hazeh halacha lemaisa. Between Svardim and Ashkenazim, give me 1 second, Moshe. Comes along Tosus and Brachas and Davlayan and Zayin and Mabez and has the following suffix. Rabosai, listen to this. This is Gishmak. Things are getting juicy and things are getting doughy. Listen. Zapter Rabbeinu Tam. Vinistap Tua Toisvis in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. Does Rabbeinu Tam take this to the extent, and apparently there were two versions of Rabbeinu Tam, because you guys will ask me, some of the Gemaras implied this halacha, but when Rabbeinu Tam says you're chayiv and chala for having a thick batter, Tchilas O'Isa, will he say that that's enough to make a Hamotzi Lechem in Ha'ar? Meaning, you're making sufganiyot for your Hanukkah party. You're frying this thick batter in oil, and you're not going to bake it. What? We know Rabbeinu Tam will tell us, and we know that we're choshesh in Yeridea for the Shach, that tells us to be mafresh challah without a bracha, because we want to be choshesh for Rabbeinu Tam against the Ramban and the Rash. Although the Shulchan Aruch Paskin's maker didn't like the Ramban and the Rash. What about Hilchos Brachos, Rabosai? Did anyone open up an Orach Chaim in Simen Chof Sameches? What are you Paskin in Hilchos Brachos? Comes along Tosus in Brachas and Daflam Zayin, Rabosai, look it up. Suffik in Tosus. He's not sure. And then in the end of the day, he says that he is chayiv in Amotzi. What was the suffik? Why did Tosus say he's not sure? I don't understand. It is bread or it's not bread. Rabosai, maybe our two rationales in the Rabbeinu Tam are actually this very suffik that Tosus has. That's exactly the lumdus that Tosus has. You see, there's two ways that you could approach Rabbeinu Tam. You can attack the Rishonim's questions by attacking the questions, or you can attack the Rishonim's questions and defend Rabbeinu Tam by changing Rabbeinu Tam. If you assume that Rabbeinu Tam has to change, and Rabbeinu Tam also looks at the Gemar HaDavar and looks at the completion process, Rabosai, that's not going to be something that's only relevant to Hilchos Challah. That could be something that's going to be relevant even in the world of Hilchos Brachos when this thing is being placed in front of you. When you're going to decide to make and recite the bracha on the completion of the davar, on the finished product. Is that inclusive on something that was cooked or fried? Can I say the words Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz on something that was cooked or fried? The answer is, if I take the Rabbeinu Yonah's version of Rabbeinu Tam in Chiyuv Chala, then I can even make a bracha Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Because he expanded the Shem Lechem to include a Bishul and a Tikkun. And therefore, even Lagabi reciting the bracha, I can recite Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. Because Das of Bishul is also integral in the challah. However, if I understand that no. You need to understand, Rabbeinu Tam stayed unadulterated. Rabbeinu Tam's opinion was not changed anywhere. Rabbeinu Tam was that this is a thick dough. And afterwards, I don't care about afterwards. As long as you don't destroy the afterwards, as long as you don't change and adulterate the thick dough, chiyuv chala is not only chayev for something that you bake, chiyuv chala is a chayev for being in arisoseichem, like the Pasuk in Parsha Shlach says. There are two avenues to be chayev and chala. You can take a thin batter, you can bake anything, anything that's baked is chayev and chala, or you cannot have a completion process at all. I don't care what route you take, as long as you had an arisoseichem. As long as you had a dough, as long as you had a thick batter at one stage, that was chayev and chala. If that's my approach to Rabbeinu Tam Rabosai, that for chiyuv chala there's a second avenue, and I look at the thick batter and the ariso seichem and the isa, but the gemar hadavar and the continuation process is not included, so then what's that going to affect and imply, Rabosai? I'm not necessarily going to make a bracha of halochin amotzi lechem min haaretz. I may be chayev and chala because at that point in time, it wasn't isa, it was a thick batter. And it was arisoseichem. And I didn't destroy that, I didn't give it to the dog food, and I didn't put it out in the sun, and I treated it normally. However, in terms of what bracha I recite, is that necessarily lechem? It might not be lechem, even according to Rabbeinu Tam. It might just be chayev and chala, and I can't recite hamotzi lechem min haaretz unless I redefine Rabbeinu Tam that bishul and tigun is included in what, Rabosai? In the shem chala. But if I hold chala is only decided by that original stage of what it was originally, that has nothing to do with hilchos brachos. A lot can happen in the kitchen. Things could be once chayev and chala, and now you now changed and with Susie Fishbein totally made this into a new entity that I'm not necessarily going to make a bracha of alot zemech in my hearts. So Rabbi say what we're coming out to with its chapis that are two mahalchim to say Rabbeinu Tam, whether it's to change the yesod of Rabbeinu Tam or to change the questions of Rabbeinu Tam, are now going to have a nafkamina la'alacha on whether or not I'm actually going to make a bracha on this sufganiya halmotzi lechem in haaretz. How do we paskin la'alacha, Rabosai? It's on the last of your Marim Makomos. In Simen Kuf Samaches. Go through the Mishnah Berurah. Comes out la'alacha, Rabosai. This is going to be a split. Let's go easy on this, Rabosai. Between the Sfardim and the Ashkenazim. The Sfardim hold a sufganiya, something that's like this Rabbeinu Tam Shita. You should be choshish l'inyan brachos. And therefore, because we don't want to go in deference against the Ramban, but we do want to take the Rabbeinu Tam's Shita, even in Hilchos Brachos, very seriously. Therefore, we do not eat this outside of a meal of washing. However, Rabbi Yisrael, Kreplach, Sufganiyot, all these things, any Blila Ava with a Bishul and a Tigun afterwards. That sounds like that even Legabe Brachos, the Sfardim are saying, maybe Bishul and Tigun and frying also has a shame lechem, and therefore, even the Gemar Hadavar for Bishul and Tigun is not against lechem, and therefore I could recite which bracha, Rabosai? Hamotzi lechem in haaretz. And therefore, the Shulchan Aruch said, don't just machavek shitas Rabbeinu Tam, don't just throw him into the garbage, be choshish for him. He's a serious shita. V'haraya, we're also choshish for him, says the Shach in Hilchos Chala. Even though it's interesting, the Mechaber doesn't bring him down there, but lefi our practice, it comes out like that. Rabosai, that means that we're taking the Rabbeinu Yonah's approach. That even legabe the Shem Lechem, even legabe the Gemar Hadover, that you cooked it, it's now still considered bread with a summation and a completion of Bishul and Tigun. However, Rabosai, the Ramah says, Velo Nagu Kein, the Ashkenazim are not concerned about this. The Ashkenazim hold that what, Rabosai? Relax. You don't have to be worried. You can eat a sufganiya outside a meal. You could eat kreplach outside of a meal. You don't have to wash beforehand. You don't have to be choshes that it's hamotzi lechem in aretz. Ay, rabosai, how does that shtim, how can the Mishnah Berurah say that we can practice like that? How does that shtim with the din of the shach in Hilchos Challah, that we have to be mafresh Challah, at least in deference to Rabbeinu Tam, to be choshes for a shita? L'fi ani yazdaiti, rabosai, l'fi ani yazdaiti, I told this over to Rav Soloski, I think the pshat is that we are taking the other option. We are taking the other route. Yeah, it's true. Rabbeinu Tam holds your chayiv and challah. Rabbeinu Tam holds the thick batters of chayiv and challah. But what does that have got to do with the end kitchen stage when it's put on your table and now you want to know what bracha do I make at the end of the day? That does not necessarily mean that this is lechem after a completion of the process of bishul and tigun. It could be for lechem, we paskin la'alacha, that we would need afia. So Rabosai, this is a beautiful example if potentially analyzing the whole sugya, how mamish halacha lamaisa, it could come out that our two ways of defending Rabbeinu Tam from the kashas, from our sugya, are actually going to be a machloikis between Sfardim and Ashkenazim in terms of their analysis in Shitas Rabbeinu Tam on whether or not a person's going to make and have to be choshish for a hamotzi on these sufganiyot and these kreplach. Yeah.
I don't know if we've already said this, but what constitutes...
Mike, we're done, if you want to go.
What constitutes as a thick or a thin batter?
So, the way I've been saying it, slap it against your face, or when you go like that, this is right now.